July 1, 1977. Peggy Bolger interviewing Harry Cooper on the grounds of the Stephen Foster Center. Probably getting the tower music on tape anyway. What's the stump box again? That's how turpentining was starting, and you were telling me about that.
Sure, it started, didn't it? Let's see. What started in this? 16th or the 17th? 16th or the 17th. It was one or the other. You could put it either one. But I do know it was way back there. Way back there, because as old as I was, I mean, as young as I was then, was in 19, what I mean, when I could realize, remember anything, was way back in 1921, I saw the first thing I saw was them stump boxes. And they was that high then, they had been awake 3 or 4 years.
A stump box is a tree trunk that's...
Just like you see, we got it started, but we have a cup on it. Instead of having a cup, it had a box cut in the stump of the tree. Come here, I'll show you what I'm talking about. Just like this is the tree here.
Okay.
It had a hole cut in the bottom of that tree in the shape of a cup.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about cut in there.
Cut right into
That's right. And you turn around and they started chipping, just like you see I'm chipping them yonder. I mean, just like you see I'm chipping them there.
Yeah.
And it went on up. It still stayed there. When the boxes got wound up, it still stayed there. They couldn't raise it.
Huh.
All right, they went on up, way on up to the fifth year. They still couldn't raise it. And they would go to the fifth and the sixth year back then, high. And it would run from there on down.
What, about 9 feet tall they'd go?
Yeah,
they
would go to the fifth and sixth year,
working them for 5 and 6 years.
That's right. And then they would be lined from the top to the bottom. Now they would nothing but natural scrape. There'd be big hunks of scrape. It'd be gum. The gum, this what you would say, got petrified on the tree, and they called it scrape. But it's tar. And it was, and up under that was a pocket where that gum would drain down on that same raw face.
Uh-huh.
And this scrape would be buzzed out just like that. That gum and the sun would melt it. And it would melt and go right on down and drip there. The gum that would come out of his pocket, like I'm telling you about the vein was.
But see,
it would come in here and see from under that scrape. And from time to time, that scrape, it would make scrape. That what would get hard and hang on this here bulge would make scrape.
Huh.
They call it scrape.
Scrape is a kind of petrified
that's
gum.
That's right. It's gum
that's
hard and petrified, and the sun baked it and made a crust. Made a crust like on there. And we call it scrape.
So then to get it off, would you scrape it off?
In the wintertime, you would. But now if you fall off in the summertime, and if you get a big bug on it in the summertime, you take your dip iron, them same old great big dip iron I was telling you about, and you pry it off, and it fall on the ground, and you pick it up and put it in your dip bucket, chop it up, and you put your raw dip in there on top of it. You can't throw it in that same barrel, all that in the same barrel together. But now, in other words, in the wintertime, when you start scraping them, you put the scrape in one barrel and you tar in the other barrel, because they didn't never steal them all together.
They never did?
No, they didn't steal the scrape right along with the tar.
The tar is the
salt
liquid
stuff. That's right, the liquid. And the scrape is hard stuff. That's when they're gathering it up for the last go round. Like if you were harvesting your crop in the field for the fall, well, they would scrape them at the fall. They start scraping them, see, about 2 months to Christmas. Provided if you had a lot of it, you started 2 months, we'll say from 8 to 12 weeks.
Wow.
To Christmas. That's in order for you to get it all off before it get too cold.
And then you wouldn't do it again until March.
You wouldn't do it again until March, somewhere about the 18th or the 20th of March.
When you start pulling
your boxes, getting the lighter out of them, out of the face. See, you pull them in the same streak. That's in order to get the lighter out of it, and then along in April and May, it start to run it. And things start to run good. It run a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But now that's pure fat lighter, like you see fat lighter stumps
uh-huh.
in the woods with lighter on them. That's just the way them faces will look up there when you first
what
pull them.
What is lighter?
Fat lighter, light with what you kettle fire with, you know. Don't you know they light with stumps in the woods? Oh.
I'm from the north. Okay, just explain to me. Is that the kind of pine tree that you put in the fire and it burns real fast?
Did I show you yesterday about a tree? I'll take you by it and show you a lighted tree.
Okay.
With lighted on it. And these faces would accumulate something just beside the lacquer, and you'd have to take your hack. But we had something they call a bird head hack.
A bird head hack.
A bird head puller. We had a bird head hack and a bird head puller. That was an old puller that was wore out. Wouldn't hold no temper. That's what we would pull these streaks with. We wouldn't put our new pullers in there. We'd take our new ones out and put them old ones in to pull the lighter out. And then after we get the lighter out, we'd take them and set them aside and put the new ones back on there.
Why would you call it a bird head?
Well, it was what? It was a dummy. You know what I mean? Call it a dummy. It's short bill, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Bill was short, wore way back. Just like a knife on the blade.
Oh, okay. So it was pretty much a worn out.
Well,
old...
it was a wore out hack.
Hack.
Yeah, either a puller.
Uh huh.
But the other word, the thing is wore out. But you can sharpen it and hit a whole edge of wire. But now that's exactly, if you break it, you wouldn't be out of nothing much. But you see, them things was costing pretty good money. And if you break a new one, God, you'd be in trouble. The boss would be just lost a lot of money, you know, if you just, well, I'm gonna break one way over yonder somewhere, somebody else would wait for the man loud to run into one and break. And if you pull in with one and you see it run away from the face like that, you look as the gap broke out of.
Would they be made out of wrought iron or?
Oh, they made out of steel.
Steel.
Yeah, the best of steel. Man, that thing, gosh, that good.
And it had a short bill on it. And you'd pull the lighter off first.
That's when Snivy, you see now, they call that a prime streak.
Okay.
When you start pulling your prime streak off there, you don't want that lighter to be in that face when Snivy, you start pulling your boxer, because you ain't playing around. You going on about your business. And you break your hack, it'll take you a half a day to cut the thing out.
Mm. Really?
Yeah, to cut it out, you know, to get it back sharp again. Then sometime you might have to cat to a emery or something other to cut it off to make it even. Then you just mess the whole thing up. One side will be out here and the other back. You see, the thing is built just like my fist, level across here.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And if you break this side here, that's the side what pulls this side. This pulls that side. This is a bill over here and a bill over here, but it's got a middle in it.
Uh-huh.
And it's sharp too.
Right.
Well, that's to pull the bar. That thing, well, they know what they're doing when they made it.
Yeah.
It pulled the bar. If you break this bill here, that bill gonna break a little hunk out of it way back in there. Well, when you cut it out, it's gonna be way back behind this one. See?
And so it's not gonna work right. Because you'd be.
No, you got to go to work then and cut the whole thing off across there to make it level again like it was when it was new.
Would they use those tools for anything else except turpentine?
No, you couldn't.
It was just specifically
to
get
built
that off.
Strictly for turpentine. Now, they got a bark hack over here. They got a hack over here. They don't do them for skin that tree. Yes, do scape. Skin it. They skin it to the skin. You know, it's a scrape under there. After you scrape this off, it's a brown
bark. You take the bark off, and then there's a brown bark.
That's right.
And that's the skin.
That's the skin, but you have to peel it to that. And you put acid on it. When you use the bark hack, you put acid on the trees.
Wow.
But when you use a hack like that, I'm using our time, you don't put no acid on that. But more than likely, it's 2-1, it'll kill the tree. Because you see, you went into the grains.
Yeah.
But now, if you go into just the skirt with this bark hack, it's eating up that skirt. And hit a peel. You can peel the bark over here and hit a way up long here. It's petrified my knife. If you put too much on there, it'll dry that face and kill the tree. You've got to put just a very little bit on there.
Well, what? Why would you put acid on it?
God, man, that acid draw that 10 time out of that tree like 40 going north.
Really?
Yes, God. You put one streak on there, and when you go back to look in that cup, that thing will be full of raw gum, but it's making them bleed too fast.
That's what they would do probably if they had a big operation and they just wanted to go
fast,
in. And
then that stuff will eat you up when the wind blowing back.
Go in your eyes.
That stuff eat your clothes up. And when it hits your skin, you ain't going to stay there. You're going to leave there. You're going somewhere.
What kind of acid?
That same old acid is like this acid that they clean bricks and clean the walls of houses with on the outside.
Like hydrochloric acid?
Yeah, just as bad as that.
Ew.
And when you put it on that tree, it turned that tree green. It turned that streak green.
And man, just draw it out.
I'm telling you, you see that gum coming out. You can't do that unless once every 2 weeks. You put it on there like this week, you skip next week.
Yeah, and because it would draw it too fast, right?
Yes, no.
Why? I wonder why acid draws turpentine.
It'll draw. You can put it on the ground and it'll turn the ground green. You notice that? It'll turn that ground green. It's just that strong. And then you can't inhale it. If you do it, it'll cough and eat your lungs up.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen them guys go out there like today, and this afternoon when they come home walking through the bush and go from tree to tree, their clothes look like mango seeds.
Did anybody get real sick from it?
Oh, God, a lot of them lost their eyesight and all that stuff. And everyone I know that knew it is dead.
That's
a friend of
dangerous.
Mine named Arthur Grant, he's dead. He used to do it, go behind and tell him what a chipping and spray behind two chippers. And man, when the wind be blowing out of him.
And they didn't wear any masks or protective.
Nothing but rubber gloves. That's all they had to keep it off of the hand. I wouldn't use it. I did not. No, they couldn't get me to use it. I left the job where they was trying their best to get me to use it. I just told them, I said, listen, I said, I'm going to be just as good to y'all as y'all is to me. How is that? I said, y'all give me this job. I said, I'm going to give it back to you. Why? I said, because I ain't using it. Not me. I said, I can pull too many boxes and use it. I'm going where they don't use that stuff. I went over here to Lulu and I stayed there 12 years. They didn't ever acquire me to use none. They knew some.
Where were they using the acid? Was this up in Georgia or was it in Florida?
In Florida. They started it in Georgia first, but they knew it was here in Florida. Listen. Now, he is an unsuccessful boy. He won't hold up his blade when he see roots and see he done hit a root or something.
That Pokey just...
Pokey's a dummy. Really, honestly, he is a dummy. I done told him, and I gets at him, I cuss him out, and all that stuff. I'm the only one who can handle him out here. You ask Mr. McDuffie, whenever they want something done to him, they send him to me or send me over there where he is, they ask me to go and talk to Pokey. I go there and I take him off. Sometimes you see me and him just sitting off, I'll be getting at him about some of his wrongdoings out here. Like it was, wasn't he with me yesterday?
Yeah,
I'll get that about his wrongdoing, tear up all the tools and all that kind of stuff. He'd go over to my place, get my tools, bring it over there, they already got some. I asked him, I said, what's the matter with your poke house? Do you need your head analyzed or what's wrong with you? Ain't nothing wrong with me, coon. I said, there is something wrong somewhere. I said, how come you go to Wake 9, get my tools, you already got some. You go over there and you'll get my pitchfork. And you got your own pitchfork, probably out in the woods where you done left it behind a tree somewhere and don't know where you left it at. I said, something other you're using is eating up your brain, son. Well, I just forget that. I know what you do. Where you going to wait on me at?
Okay. Once you get through, and I'll go on over by the turpentine trees, and I'll just... with rainwater. Well, they got rainwater on top of the... Does that mean you have to empty them? No?
That's going to draw them out.
Ah.
If that gum running in, push it up.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. That's cool it up. Okay. Cool it off. Okay.
That makes it the gum kind of solidified?
Uh-huh. I hear something else I didn't tell you. Let me see if it's cool here.
They look pretty good.
I want to show you something about the different climates and this stuff. Whenever you're working it in March and April, you know the wind gets high.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You see this streak? You see this streak here?
Yeah.
It's shallow up there.
Uh-huh.
That's what's called a shallow peak.
A shallow?
Well, a dripping peak, you cut it in here deep. You chip it deep.
Uh-huh.
Both sides deep. And it have a point just like my finger. And that gum will run to that point and drop off. But now as it is here, whether what we'd call it a rolling streak, that gum would come down there and run there and roll down there.
It'll
stick to that. But now when it's dropping off at that dripping peak, the wind would catch it sometime before it would drop to the cup and blow it off on the ground. blow it off on the ground.
Oh, no.
The wind high never would hit the cup. The tin either, to blow it off before it hit anything.
Oh, no.
Because it's dripping from here down.
Yeah.
But now them calm days, them hot summer days, you put it on here like that, and it'll drip down there. It won't have no scrape much on it. No scrape. But now when it roll on there like that, if the face be up that high and roll on there like that, spread all over the face. That gum would spread from here. Just like it done here.
Just see like it is, there? Just dripping
it'll
all over.
Spread all over that face, and it'll make scrape.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing
okay,
I was telling
the scrape,
you about.
It'll yeah. solidify kind of on there, and then
that's
you have
right.
to scrape it.
Help scrape. In the fall of the year, you'd have you something to go back on. You see, that's where you make your money in the fall of the year, is where your scraping dip is in the, your scrape is up here. Okay, you have your scrape box. Your scrape box is down here where you're scraping. You scrape mm-hmm. this side, you turn around and scrape this side. And when you scrape, all this fall down here, go in your scrape box. And this here, to go up here, would go in your
the tar box?
In your tar. You take your scrape to the barrel and put your scrape in a barrel, and this other guy take the dip and put it in a barrel, in a separate barrel.
So you'd go along and get all of it from the tree, but they'd go in different
containers.
Is the tar better than the scrape, or are they both the same when you get them stilled down?
They both is the same, but actually, it'll scorch.
Scorch?
You know, it'll scorch. You put the tar in it,
uh-huh.
a big lump of scrape, probably just not melted, will stick in the bottom of the boiler. Well,
and
it's a steel worm, they call
right.
it. But I call it a boiler because you wouldn't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The steel worm. It was sticking there. They has a big long paddle way up here. And that thing holds 50, it holds about 8 or 9 of them barrels of tar in there. And you could put from 12 to 15 barrels of scrape in there by itself. But you got to continually uncap it and stir it. Just like you do.
Otherwise it'd burn, right?
Cracklings. Once you know you're cooking out crack, drying out cracklings. Same thing. Oh, they will stick in the bottom if you don't stir them. That's the weirdest would be to stick in the bottom if you don't stir them. Because it have chips.
Oh,
it have chips in there. It have straw in there. It have all this stuff in there. Okay, you got a vat. You got 3 or 4 different strainers under there. Your first strainer catch the big stuff. The second strainer, it catch the small stuff. It's got real small, like a sifter. The next one, it's got cotton padded in the bottom. That's the last one. It's got cotton padded in the bottom, and as white as your pants.
Wow.
That cotton is. And when it go through that, all of the bactine and everything that comes out or this gum from being strained, bees caught on that. Strained through that. And you take your something made like a dasher
mm-hmm.
and you put it up there like that. You hear dripping in the vat. The vat is under the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long thing. And you be standing on the side, going from one side to the other, doing it like that, and it be draining through this little. Mind you now, you be done taking all the others off,
mm-hmm.
and you got them leaning up where they're supposed to go. This last one, when snail head comes out last, you take this stuff, you lap it, you fold it over that way. You cut it off in here in little plots, you know, and you fold one piece back, you fold it all together like that. All right, well, you got your something like a pitchfork.
Mm-hmm.
You run it under that stuff, and you catch it up and let it drain. It'll drain. And you got your barrel over here, and you push that stuff in.
And you sift that, all the trash.
All that goes in that barrel. That's uh-huh. batting. That's money for you, too.
That's called batting?
That's batting. That's batting.
What do they use that for?
You used to see these old rugs?
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of old fabrics they got now, we call it thin thetric stuff,
uh-huh.
is made out of that. Did you know what made out of Timtide? Glass
oh,
in your house. Glass
yeah.
what you drink out of. Looking glass that you'll be looking at. It used to be made from Timtide rosin.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
And like the resin that you gave me, the little
right.
piece of resin?
That's right. That is made glassware. And all kinds of glass, is made from rosin. Made from rosin back then. They would take this stuff and make glass, car, window, glass windshields, and all that stuff was made out of that stuff.
Huh.
And that batten is made, you did make all this old tile and stuff.
Like tile on your floor?
Sure, that's right, from batten. Huh. That's what they made from batten back then. And I imagine if it was going on, they would do it now. But see, that's why they call themselves cut it out. See, they had another different method, you know.
Now they use chemicals instead,
but
don't they?
You won't find no good tile like you used to find back long then when they was making tile and stuff out of that stuff. You see, they would send that stuff?
Uh-huh.
They'd send this stuff way across over in England. Across the water, this stuff was shipped across the water.
They didn't have yellow pine trees over there, probably, huh?
No, they didn't know. They used it over there. They knew what to do with it. That place knows more about this than we do. That we first established from England.
Right.
This year. They're trees in England. See, that's got a rolling peak.
There it's got, yeah. It's just
shallow,
kind of all spread
peak.
Out.
And you see how it comes all over?
Mm-hmm. And you cut it in a V shape so that it kind of comes down towards.
That's right.
Towards
makes a face on it. You know what that was for? That was for your housing in the wintertime. Some of them peoples in the wintertime, you know how many barrels of tar the peoples used to get out of a 10,000? I've seen a fella had a crop of 11,000 boxes, and he scraped 112, 114 barrels out of it.
Out of that crop. Really?
Yeah, off of that 11,000.
Okay, a crop is
10,000,
and a half crop is 5,000 trees.
Right. Now, this young fella, he's pulling and chipping 11,000. And he scraped 114 barrels of scrape off of them boxes. And the little faces were no longer than that. That's right, he did it. Right here to Lake City. This is in Lake City, in the county we live in. That's where this was happening at, where it happened at.
Out by the Osceola Forest?
He living today.
Really?
The guy what did it, he is living today. You call him Frank Blue. He lives out there, the Sisters Welcome.
Uh-huh.
You heard about Sisters Welcome?
Yeah.
Well, it's a church. And this man, Mr. Dublin, had a meet, a place where he ground meat up. Well, you turn just as you pass it, and you turn a road, dirt road, turn and go down, and he lives in a house right object of Henry Wilson's place over there on a little hill right off of the church called Hope Henry Church. That's Frank Blue's property run all up behind that. He's retired, but
he had a big turpentine operation.
No, he was working for the boss man I was working for.
Oh, really?
Yeah, huh. Lord. And he looked like a white man. That guy could chip some boxes, my God. He looked just like a white man. He was old, long, tall, something, long tall like that. And he walked it like this, you hear him. But man, that man, don't you let me tell you something, that man could destroy some trees. He really was
when,
good.
When you do a turpentine operation on a tree, you can do it. You said 5 or 6 years you can do it.
Oh, yeah. If you want to, you can run this tree on up, way on up there, though, right long up there.
Ah. Well, does it kill the tree eventually? No.
If a tree going to die, it's going to die anyway. And if it dies from doing this, it was just a sick tree to begin with. Now, this don't hurt it.
Okay, so if you say if this tree was being worked and you worked it all the way up to there, then you would just leave it, even though it was still alive?
You still can demonstrate that tree right on. It's going to be alive.
Really?
You can demonstrate that tree right on. You can demonstrate that tree five or six years.
Wow.
No more than we doing to it here. You can demonstrate it 6 or 7 years. No more than we doing to it here. But
wow.
We go chip it once a week. Well, you wouldn't want to wake it for about 3 or 4 years. Now, this government strictly don't require you to wake it for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
They don't allow you to wake them for over 3 years.
Why is that?
Well, that was just their rule back long then. You know, they got to have a hand in everything. But that was just their rule back long then, and it was wrong.
Because each of your chips is only about an inch.
They want you to wake them 3 years and then turn around and cut them down. Get you some more and wake them 3 years and cut them down for solo.
Use them for lumber.
Solo, because the people used to wouldn't take a face like this. They thought nails was in it. They wouldn't take a face.
Huh.
You know, they'd have to jump it off. Where you stop it off, 3 years would be probably right along here. I'll say from down there to right along here. You had to jump that part off, a whole block. Now they takes it. But you got nail pullers that go along and pull them things up.
Right. When you were working them a long time ago, was it just this kind of metal
same
that you
thing.
Used? Same thing?
Same.
You just make them yourself, don't you? Just bend
you
them?
You have to buy them.
You buy them?
Yes, Lord. You see them? We have six inch gutters, we have 8 inch gutters, you have 9 inch gutters, you have 10 inch gutters and 7 inch gutters, 12 inch. 12 inches is all you can get, or 12 inch 10.
How long is this one? would you say?
10-inch.
That's a 10-inch.
Now,
cutter.
You see here? Now, this, you know what that is. That's a...
That's short.
That's about an 8-inch.
Uh-huh.
Okay. If a tree is a big old tree, too large for... You take a tree like this. This tree, from cross, you see how broad it is?
Mm-hmm.
You put your two girders on there. You put one up here, and this one under the bottom. You don't never put this one on like that. You put them always one on the top here, so when the gum run down, it'll hit that still hitting. On this one here, if you had it on top, go up there and run down, then hit the ground. You put it on this.
Yeah.
You put it on this. You put it halfway here, and let the other part run back there. That's a great big face. Great large tree here. There ain't no trees here on whole face. 2 12-inch 10.
But how big would one of those trees have
would be
to
like
be?
The one down yonder to the festival grounds where they make the stage. You see that great big huge tree there? You put the 2 12-inch gutters on it.
12-inch gutters, ooh.
It. You put two on that side and 2 10-inches on that side.
Well, that would be too big around to even, you know, get your arms
around or anything.
Oh, yeah,
to make a big wide face, a big wide face on that tree. That face on that tree would be this, be at least, you'd have to start chipping it. It'd be that long on this side and that long on this side.
About 2 feet long, then.
Well, it would be about a foot.
A foot on each side.
On each side.
That's big.
Right about a little longer than a foot on each side.
Okay.
But you see what the coolness of that tree did. It settled that gum.
Yeah, with the rainwater on top of it, it just kind of solidified it down there. That's
now, you take a tree like this tree and that one over yonder, and this little one here, what's got all the star in it?
Mm-hmm.
When that tree get a face on it, that one over yonder, it would fill up, I'd say, about 2 quarts and a half of tall mutt. Mm-hmm. And this one would fill up about 2 quarts of mutt, because you see what's in this cup now.
It's
and it don't have
full.
No face. And it don't have no face on it. It just got about a two inch face on each side. And it's right now it's over 3/4 full. You see, you'd have to call it that because there's the hole right there.
Yeah.
It's 3/4 full. Now it would hold, now it would have 2 of these. And your third cup would be on there to catch stuff that you wouldn't want to waste.
That was just dripping off the end?
Well, it would full over, it would get too full in here.
Oh, I see. And run out the cup, you'd have one further down.
That's right. And you do, all you do is just get you another cup. You put your, you know, fix your face just like I got it here. All right, you put your another cup under him. You put your one over him.
Uh-huh.
And you already have another one hanging here.
So you'd have 3 cups hanging on one
tree. That one yonder would have to have 4.
Oh, wow.
This one here probably have to have 2. Well, you see how much in this little
yeah.
one. Yeah. It'd have to have probably 2 with a full face on it. It'd have to have 2 cups on it. And what the rest of them, you could let them remain just like they is. But now, they all be paying off to this type of tree it is and how the face is managed on it. You go, if you're doing it for a job or doing it for a salary, and you go, just like if I was working for you, and you tell me, Harry, I want you to go out here and put me up 5,000 cups. That's in the fall of the year. You do it in the fall of the year. Mm-hmm. You do it in the fall of the year. See, when time comes to chip those boxes, the faces be killed up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, you can start chipping. Along when I first told you, in March. You start, I say about the, from there. Well, you can start if it's warm in March. You can start about the 14th or the 15th. But if it's cool in March, you know, it does be cool in March. You can start on it. It ain't going to go no later than the 18th or the 20th. They ain't gonna go no later. They started taking a lot of them there and see before the sap stopped, right? All right, well, you go ahead and put them boxes up. I ain't gonna be running around trying to find no vein on that tree. I'm gonna go to that tree, the first place I can get to where it's smooth and no roots, where your cup will hang on a root and be tilted like that and waste all your gum out. Your cup will never get over about a half or 3/4 foot and run out. You got to have it straight. See how straight those cups is hanging?
Uh-huh.
You got to keep them straight.
That's right. So.
And I'd run up there to this tree and I'd put me a face on this tree. The first nice place I get to, see this bump here? That bump?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't put it up there. I'd put
I'd
put it up on that side. I'd put my gutter up here. You see?
Uh-huh.
I'd put my gutter up on that side.
Right.
And my face would be over him.
Right.
See how this gut is him?
To be flat.
Just like this gut already is.
Right.
Well, you take that axe and you smooth that down. You make your chop down your first, and when you hit that, might have to hit it twice. That chip would jump well on off, each other. And it'd leave that smooth, just like if you'd have sawed it.
Hmm.
And then you turn around, you done hewed it in here all the way down. You hewed it in here all the way down. And then you strike it in here. That's an order when you strike it, you take this tin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look how I'm catching my finger, just like I did when I was doing it. You catch that tin just like that. And you flip that tin over the head of the, over the eye of that axe, right on in there. It'll go up to the shoulder.
Uh-huh.
And that streak where that axe done went in there. And it's the other side, let the man maul that in. You're gone to another tree. Before he can get there, before your man was toting the maul and the box with the tin, didn't get there, you got your face ready for him when he get there.
Boy.
You do that all day long.
So it wouldn't take very long at all. You just
not with
go
axe.
Ahead.
If you had an axe, you know, a real axe that you do this with, but not.